Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tennessee-based political action committee Justice Democrats, which has been behind AOC and other members of the progressive wing of Democrats, so to speak, have made news over here about trying to find somebody to challenge Congressman Brian Higgins, which, you know, Higgins has faced challengers in most primaries going back, but not really an organized effort from a big political action committee like this. They haven't found somebody to take that up as of yet. But should we be expecting more of this all around the country? More progressive Democrats rising up to take on people who have been in their seats for a long time?
Yes, you should. And it's not going to be widespread in terms of all across the country, but it's definitely going to be something where you're going to see pockets across the country that may have an incumbent who's been there a long time. Brian Higgins would fit that bill, somebody who is relatively comfortable, or so it seems, and that the very progressive wing of the Democratic Party will see an opportunity. They might see a little bit of a seam, and if they can get somebody to run in a primary against a Democratic candidate, they're kind of using, you know, the AOC model. Representative Presley in Massachusetts would be another example of progressive candidates, very, very far to the left candidates who are coming in and causing some major trouble for incumbent, seemingly entrenched Democrats who just haven't really had a serious challenge in a while and might not necessarily be prepared for it, financially speaking and otherwise.
Now, the first two people that were approached turned it down. But how vulnerable is somebody like Higgins?
So, you know, we had a couple of very high-profile examples where incumbents did get knocked off, but the reality of it, Susan, is that if you are an incumbent member of Congress, it's incredibly difficult for anyone to come in and actually defeat you. Incumbency is one of the most powerful things that you can have in politics, and if you have it, roughly speaking, about 85% of the time, the incumbent will come back and win if they especially have more money. So you've got a good situation if you're an incumbent, and it's no guarantee, but it's definitely about the closest thing that you can get to a guarantee.
All right, Dave, thanks again for the time. That's Dave Leventhal, senior political reporter for the Center for Public Integrity.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.